Words of Life Devotional, Tuesday, 27th of January, 2026. Reverend Ikau Eshin. Topic: Make Preparation, Time a Priority. Scripture: Ephesians 2:10, the New King James Version. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. It is very important for you to look at your earthly existence based on what the Word of God says. This is how you can be sure that your life as a child of God is fitting into God's plan so that you can please Him in all you do. Even though God thought about you before the foundation of the world, He ordained your natural birth as it pleased Him. This is one of the ways God's wisdom and foreknowledge works. He told Jeremiah that He, God, knew him before he was conceived in the womb. The timing of your natural birth, therefore, was not just based on the decision of your biological parents. It was all part of God's divine workings to get you here on earth. Believing and receiving Christ Jesus, therefore, becomes the beginning of the new creation life that would hopefully give full expression to God's plans for you, which He determined before the foundation of the world. Your time on earth, therefore, is God's gift to you. It is a big opportunity He has given you to flow with His plan for your life. Today's verse is a revelation of God's plan for you and how His divine timing has also influenced your birth and life. What does this teach you? You must be time conscious. Time is one of the very precious gifts of God and a very important resource for getting things done. It is important to remember that all your life on earth is an amount of time you have from God. This translates into decades, years, months, hours, and seconds. In Moses' prayer, he prayed, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom," Psalm 90:12. The King James Version. In the above verse, the Hebrew word for number is manna, which is translated to weigh out, and it means to measure or determine an amount carefully, usually by considering importance, value, or consequences. It also means to prepare, considering that God has already planned for you to do good works, as today's verse reveals. It is important to put in time for preparation. The man or woman God uses must be prepared. Often, good preparation is what ensures quality readiness for ministry. Moses is saying, "Teach us to manage our time." Are you determined to be a good manager of your time? Are you consciously devoting time to prepare yourself to do the things God wants you to do? Are you conscious of the opportunities that come your way for you to do good works to bless others? Do you regularly remind yourself that your life must fulfill an assignment from God? Let us pray. I bless you, Father, for your generosity towards me. My salvation in Christ Jesus and lifetime on earth are strategic gifts from you. I thank you for the privilege of being empowered to do good works to bless others. I thank you for the wisdom to be a good manager of time and the grace to live in this awareness constantly in Jesus' name. Amen. Further reading, 2 Timothy 2:1-6, the New King James Version, verse 1. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Verse 2. In the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Verse 3. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Verse 4. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. Verse 5. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. Verse 6. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. If you have read this devotion and you know you are not born again or saved, we would like to give you the opportunity to receive Christ as your Savior and Lord. Connect to the link https://ekawashun.lifeconventionministries.org/salvation-invitation/